Imagine a foundation so strong, nothing can shake it. A structure built to last and only you can feel it. Like all foundations, it's hidden, but its effects are visible to see. The way you walk, your posture and stance, a glimpse of its stability. Imagine that foundation weakened, but not by structure, by lifestyle choice and chance. Its inability to hold up or hold in, no longer built to last. Its only flaw in architecture is a lack of knowing what it was designed to do. And now that very structure stands to rob you of your dreams, your goals, and the confidence to do. Would you pay attention if you had known? The perfect secrets of your life are worth more than you've been taught or told. We're gonna have that girl talk, girl talk, girl talk. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station, available on Alexa, available on podcast, available on every platform you could even imagine now. We are just worldwide and we cover literally every area of health. How you doing? So that spoken word was my new one that I wrote out 2 days ago, like literally in less than 5 minutes. It just flowed. But I hope, like me, you to remember that you are blessed and highly favored, a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem, and the answer to someone's prayer. I'm so sorry. Like I said, I know that I've got the voice that God loves, but sometimes you just gotta sing. It just kind of sets you up for the day, makes you feel happy. I got myself a new massage bed today for my fascia therapy. It's gorgeous. I can adjust the height, no more wedges. It's fantastic. Anyway, Her Health and Happiness is a show designed to look at, explore, and discuss all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week is no different. So I started She Comes First, the 60-day journey. We had a hiatus for about 6 months, and we just started back. And I'm so excited because in that time, you kind of grow, you evolve, you develop, you get downloads when you meditate, you get downloads from God as a Christian, and he just kind of takes you in a direction and you start to build up and build out. And it's so nice because then you can just really start to share with your clients how you want to look at self-awareness, self-love, self-care when you're looking at she. And you're just breaking it down into a way that allows your clients to really look at it from a completely different perspective to what they've ever thought about, and then ask them questions that they can ask of themselves so they can really kind of see, you know, what was the environment that I was born into, and that self-love has actually shaped literally my thoughts and my actions where I find myself, because my behaviors, my self-care come from the environment I was born into and where I find myself. And then my self-awareness is driven by what I focus on in terms of self-care. And today we've just done day two. We've just done self-care. And it's just so nice because we've kind of been able to look at it and break it down into different segments so that we're looking at the early environment, which is like our current comfort levels, what kind of environment were you in utero, which is a great question for people to be able to answer in childhood. And then really, like, you know, if love was expressed through achievement rather than affection, then self-care may now look like overworking instead of resting, because you have to recognize this helps you relearn rest without guilt. So if you're a lady that, you know, in your family is all about achieve, then you may just be an overworker yourself, you know, or looking at how was love shown? You know, what was the modeling message of love? How was it shown in your home? Because the example of self-care may be that if it was inconsistent or it was conditional. And so now you only care for yourself when things are going well. And true self-care means showing up for yourself even when you're struggling, nourishing, not punishing. So it was just an opportunity to really dig in. But we went a bit deeper than that. We still went into school experiences. We looked at boundaries and comparison. We looked at, you know, how did school shape how you saw yourself? The example of self-care for there may be that if school taught competition over collaboration, then you might neglect rest or emotional hygiene, trying to keep up because it's like, it's competition. It's like recognizing this will help you to shift towards cooperation and gentle discipline. This may be resonating with one or two of you already. Although you looked at the first menstrual cycle you had, your first menses, right? Or your early womanhood. So like you're looking at now your body relationship. And so, you know, I asked this question way back on the 8th of March on International Women's Day. I asked the ladies when I had my event in Soho. Next one's on my birthday, remember, the 8th of November. And I asked them, you know, who supported you? How old were you when you had your first period? Where were you? Who supported you? But when you look at the example of self-care, if your cycle was met with shame or silence, some of the ladies said they were just grabbed up and said, stay away from boys. So shame or silence, you may disconnect from your body's rhythms. So self-care here might mean tracking your cycle. I never tracked my cycle. I didn't even know there was such a thing as tracking your cycle. Resting during low energy phases and celebrating your hormonal shifts. At the end of the day, menopause is a massive hormonal shift and we don't understand it because we didn't understand our lunar cycles and our menstrual cycles and the moon phase, and we didn't understand any of that. We weren't taught that back then in the 60s. So this is really important. Look at family roles. Look at overgiving versus receiving. We're looking at that on the 8th of November on my birthday. The art of, she celebrates the art of receiving, resting and rising. Were you a helper, a peacemaker or a fixer? Because the example of self-care here may be that you learn to earn love by giving. So your self-care may be performative. You may be doing for others before you do for yourself. Once you can recognize this, it will help you to practice receiving and saying no, because it's an act of self-care. You say no as an act of care. So you start to recognize that pattern. What about emotional conditioning, regulation habits? How were emotions expressed or suppressed in your home? If tears were weakness, this is an example of self-care, right? So if your tears were weakness, you may now self-soothe with food or screens or distractions because you find another way to cope, right? Self-care becomes learning emotional hygiene. So you journaling, therapy, grounding to release instead of repress. So literally, yesterday when we started, it was a revelation of your own self-love story. And today was an opportunity for my clients to rewrite it through self-care. And so the goal really is to help women connect past conditioning to present behavior and consciously create new patterns that honor both body and soul. So if that resonated with you, it's not too late to join the 60-day program. It's online. You don't have to leave your house. It's online. We're live from Monday to Thursday, 7:30 GMT. So, well, it's Greenwich Mean Time. It's going to change, isn't it, to British, no, not British summertime. It's Greenwich Mean Time. Change at the end of this month. And so, you know, every day is recorded. We go through some acts and stuff. We went through a different PowerPoint presentation to what I've just shared with you there as well. And then you're left with some questions and some reflections to do at the end of it. But what we're doing for the first 15, 16 days is literally going over self-love, self-care, self-awareness, hormonal harmony, emotional empowerment. Then we move into connections, oxygen, movements that matter, exercise, sleep, she comes. Then we move into first food, intimate health, rehydration, sunlight, stroke, spirituality, and thought. We do that because it allows you to look at these as like 15 spokes on a bicycle wheel. And as we explore each spoke, you're able to see within each spoke which one is bent or broken. What we did today was explore the internal, external, and energetic versions of self-care. And there was like four in each or three in each. And at the end of that, the question was, which area of self-care have you neglected? Because we don't do all of them. And I've just given you six great examples. You might be like, wow. And that was just a snippet of self-care. It's so much deeper than that. There's no other program out there like the program that I am delivering because God gave it to me. Trust me when I tell you, no one else has it, right? When God gave me She Comes First, I couldn't get .com. Because there's a journalist who released his book the same year I released Can a Vagina Really Buy a Mercedes? Mine was about the impact of the transverse abdominals and the pelvic floor and sexual function. His is about how to help women to orgasm and to bring women to be the first to explode. Both released in 2005 in New York. I never heard about this guy until I tried to get .com She Comes First. But my She Comes First isn't about passionate orgasmic expression. Although that's a part of it is in intimate health. Mine's about recognizing that actually there's so much more than thoughts, breath, hydration, sleep, food, and movement. We need to really drill down into, you know, what was my self-love journey through and into this world? How did it shape my self-care, my behaviors and patterns and habits right now? And what awareness do I have about them? And how do those things, how does those three S's affect my hormonal harmony and emotional empowerment? Because literally that is my she. How am I affecting my connections, my oxygen, my movements, my sleep, my food, my intimate health? How does my makeup of she, self-love, self-care, self-awareness, hormonal harmony and emotional empowerment really impact every other area of my life? Like I didn't think about it that way. And now I'm taking a look at myself in a way that I've never really looked at myself before. And if I go back to looking at my thoughts are around awareness, belief, and renewal. So literally, when I understand that my thoughts are the root language of my self-care, they literally create the emotional tone that drives every action that I take. Now, say what? This is girl talk today. This is girl talk. Who sat down and said to you that your thoughts are the foundation language or the root language of your self-care and that every thought creates an emotional tone that drives every action you take? And it does, because I always tell everybody that your thoughts create an emotional response, and that emotional response creates a hormonal response. It stimulates a hormone. Then it calls upon an organ to secrete that hormone. So it depends on that hormonal organ response that really dictates what goes on with inside your body. And when you look at it through the lens of awareness, belief, and renewal, well, awareness helps you to notice your inner dialogue. Do you really pay attention? Are your thoughts nourishing or are they neglecting you? You know, what's your dominant thoughts? They tell us that 80% of our thoughts plus are negative. But that's your inner dialogue. You know, what is your inner dialogue? Do you even notice it? Oh, I'm so rubbish. Oh, I can't do that. That's your inner dialogue. What are you saying? What are you confessing? I am not. I am not. I am, you know, what are you confessing after the I am? Your belief, because your belief determines what level of care you think you deserve. What do you believe you deserve? That's self-worth. But that's driven by self-love. The self-love story that dictates the self-care, the behaviors and patterns. So are you shifting from criticism to compassion? Because if you can shift from criticism to compassion, you have the ability to rewire how you show up for yourself. But if you don't have compassion and you only have criticism and self-loathing, how are you showing up? That's the question you need to answer for yourself. And that renewal comes from replacing old mental loops with truth, with gratitude and possibility. Do you believe in possibility? My ex and I, one of the things that was hard for us was that he always focused on all the things that could go wrong. And I've worked with people that say, if you work out every single thing that can go wrong, you know how to work around it so it goes right. And that, maybe it does. But I'm a person that thinks, right, well, if I do this, then I'm going to get this. And if I do that, I'm going to get this. And if I do this, I'm going to get that. And this is going to happen. And then when it comes up and it may not happen that right way, I'm like, oh, I can't believe it. And then I go, all right, well, I'll still keep going because this is going to happen. This is going to happen. She Comes First is now, I've started to write the book. And I know that book is going to transform the lives of million people around the world. Millions, because there's nothing like it. You've got one book that tells you this, one book that tells you that, but you haven't got someone that gives you that umbrella and then actually drills down. And even if I share this now and someone else wants to try and take it, the way in which I've put it together and the way in which my mind works, it's two different things. I've got it out there already a long time, so, you know, I'm the author and finisher of these things. So I am really, really happy because then it can work. I know it's really good, right? But, you know, remember, your self-care is really about observing your behavior, but not through judgment. Your true awareness will recognize the patterns that you've formed from the unhealed experiences. And that's what we're moving into. We move into day three and we've got to recognize these unhealed experiences. So this gives us an opportunity to look at awareness in the internal, external and energetics fields and see that without self-love, self-care is superficial. And without self-care, self-awareness is misguided. We have to be able to look at them from a different lens. Let's play a trail. We're back on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena-sensitive care pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
We are back and we are just going to take a bit of a look at self-awareness. So we're gonna look, because by the time you hear this, self-awareness I'd have covered it, so it's okay. So I want to think, you know, like I said, a lot of people think they're self-aware, but actually, as I mentioned just before the break, they're actually observing behavior through judgment. But true self-awareness means recognizing the patterns formed from from unhealed experiences. So I just mentioned that a few moments ago. What do I mean by that? I mean internal awareness. So you notice your thoughts, your feelings, your body tensions. You recognize old habits. So you might pause instead of resting. Or you might give when you should receive. So you're not recognizing those patterns. It's like, oh, let me just do it. I've got a, you know, my best friend is very much like that. She doesn't know how to rest. She doesn't know how to stop. And she's always overgiving. So she's not recognizing her thoughts, her feelings, or her body tensions. And many times when we're in corporate positions and we're doing these big power jobs, we don't actually recognize that these patterns actually, they heighten our cortisol. They keep us in fight flight. But in the long term, what they're doing internally, we can't see. We're aging internally. So we may look good, the black don't crack, maybe the statement we make on the outside, but internally, we're way beyond our years. The external awareness is like seeing how your environment, your relationships, your routines mirror your internal state. So recognize when your world is telling you something. So your external awareness may be about, you know, you're just, maybe everything's all over the place. It's cluttered. It's not clear. You don't know how to pause. It's like you've one more thing to do. You've got this to do. You've got that to do. Your relationships could be up and down. They could be good and bad. They're choppy. They're not as relaxed and resilient. There's always something to do, but you're not giving to each other and you're not giving to self. And you're not realizing you can be busy over there. He can be busy over here. Many of the relationships that are falling apart today are because we got together when we were young for physical reasons. It was lust, it was physical. And we got together, we became very intimate. We found ourselves with child. Some guys stayed, some guys didn't. And then we built a house together. Some people got married, some people just lived together. But they bought a house together to raise the children in the house. They did the honourable thing, as it was quoted to me today. However, when the children grow, the children have grown and they flow the nest. They fly the nest even. Flee, they fly. Some children flee the nest. but what happens is the parents look at each other and they've gone on two different separate paths and they didn't realise. They've built their careers and their interests, but not with each other. And so when the children are gone, the only thing that keeps them together is the house. This is why many people are in relationships where they're not even talking to their spouse, but they cannot afford to get out of that house and the mortgage they got tied around their neck. So they feel trapped. That creates all kinds of resentment. So you've got to recognize when your world is telling you something and recognize the patterns and behaviors you have before you get to that point. And then feel the rhythms of your energy. Notice when your light dims or your rhythm is broken and you need to use it as a cue. Right now, we're moving into, over here in the UK, we're moving into, it's autumn, the leaves are changing, the weather's dropping quite drastically. You know, 2 weeks ago or so, 2.5 weeks ago, we were in the 20s. By tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, will be 10 degrees. At nighttime now, we're in single figures. The central heating does need to come on. We're in a different season, and that means we're moving into winter. So the natural light for us, the clocks go back next weekend, the natural light will change for us. So being able to find that natural light, being able to keep with the circadian rhythms, understanding the biological clock aligned to the circadian rhythms is really important. How aware are you when you feel like your energy runs out and you don't have it? When do you come off the screens? When do you allow yourself the downtime so that you can arise still with vitality and energy? So, you know, you need to see this, but think of your awareness around being overworked. But awareness invites you to ask you why you overwork. So you might go, oh my God, I've got so much things to do. I feel overwhelmed. I feel overworked. But the question is why? Why do you allow yourself to be in that position? So I want you as a listener listening in today to pause and to ask yourself, where in your life are you just doing the self-care checklist but missing the deeper why? There's a lot of talk now around self-care. But are you asking yourself why you're doing it? Is it for personal reasons? Is it for professional reasons? Is it for relationship reasons? Or, more importantly, is the self-care routine because you need to reverse sickness? And the why around that last one, are you trying to just reverse the sickness? Or are you aware that unless you make lifestyle changes, you could succumb to the mortality of the sickness? When you have reversed the sickness, will you maintain the lifestyle changes that help you to reverse the sickness? Or is the goal just to reverse the sickness? Because this is where we become more aware and we understand that it's the way in which we have been doing, the patterns and habits that we have been doing that make the difference. So once my clients have done the first 15 days, 16 days with the letters, we then will go into past and we'll start to explore their past. And when I talk about exploring the past, I'm not talking about what happened last year, what happened, you know, per se, what happened last year, what happened the year before. That's not the past I'm talking about. I'm talking about it from a totally different perspective. So when I talk about past, I talk about it from the perspective of using the word past as an anagram. An anagram for what it may be. So is your past pain, adversity, strength, and testimony? Is that the past you have? Because we all carry a past. Not just the memories we keep, but the weight of our bodies hold silently and secretly. The weight of what our bodies hold. That's what we carry. That's our past. How are we carrying those? Maybe silently, maybe secretly, maybe not. But if your past, as I mentioned just now, this is just one of the anagrams, is pain, adversity, strength, and testimony, then maybe your pain whispers in the womb. Maybe your adversity shows up in your breath, your sleep, or your intimacy. Possibly your strength shows up and it rises when you choose to heal. And maybe the testimony is the power of how you reclaimed your health and the story that you share. But whatever it is, know this one thing. Your past is not your prison. It's your pathway. It takes you from silence to sovereignty, and it takes you from hidden struggle to an unapologetic success story. And this is some of the stuff I share in Unfiltered, right? Because your past can become your power. But you have to decide what it is. You have to decide how you're going to use your past. You've got to decide, what is my past? And that's what we do. We dig into this. We dig into past first, because this is important. Once we can dig into past, we can actually see what has been driving you, what's the thing that drives you. And then once you know what drives you, you can then start to go, right, okay, I don't want to be able to be driven by this anymore. I want a different past. I want to be able to recognize where I am at, because literally it's, you recognize that your past isn't something that lives behind you. It's not something you left behind. Actually, your past is actually that lives in your body. So when we look at people that won't forgive, it stores itself in your body. So now you've got to decide whether that past is going to become a pathway, a process, or a pattern, because literally each one is going to be like, for when I did the speech, the presentation at the breast cancer, it was pathway after struggles transformed. And that was the one that resonated with the ladies that were struggled with or were going through treatment for breast cancer and the experience of breast cancer. So for some people, their past is a pathway. For others, it was a process. For some, it's a pattern. But the self-inquiry questions help you to recognize, you know, what am I focusing on? Where is my past? What am I using for past? What am I saying that my past is? And how is my past showing up for me? And what am I doing to change the past if I don't like the past that I am living, you know? Because once we discover the past, once we've done that past, we do that first. And then once we've done the past, we can then move into the engine room, the root, the foundation, which I call the beast. And then once we get to that bit there, we can now unfold our beast, right? And your beast may be around boundaries, emotions, awareness, sovereignty, and trust. And it means that your beast isn't just physical, it's about emotional mastery. Now, why does this matter? It matters because without boundaries, your emotions, they spill everywhere. So it's like you've just got this cup that you're just overfilling, right? No boundaries, everything just spills. Without sovereignty, trust erodes. So the inner beast protects what is sacred. Now, how it resonates would be with women who are navigating toxic relationships, workplace stress, or a demand to be strong whilst feeling fragile. That may be the beast you've been living in. That's your fight, flight, survival. But for some other women, women who have lost connection to their bodies, who are shallow breathers, tense jaws, poor posture, adrenal fatigue, your past may really be about breath, energy, alignment, stability, and transformation. And so that past is about an inner physiology of wellness. And it matters because, remember, breath powers your energy, alignment sustains your stability, and together, that's what unlocks your transformation. So this 60-day journey is quite deep, isn't it? I quite like the way I put this together, do you understand? But then, your past may be for women who, and this, especially with this world of social media, this is the one that really resonates with a lot of women who feel that they must look the part all the time. But inside they feel depleted, they feel exhausted, they feel unseen. So they have to generate something to try and make themselves feel good. So their beast may be the beauty engine always strengthens truth. So literally what I mean is your inner world, your engine powers your outer beauty. But they don't see that. They don't see that. So society celebrates external beauty, but ignores the raw beneath the hood. So this is really important for those women who feel that they have to always look the part. What is going on the inside? So we explore, we do the 16 days, we then look at the past, we look at the beast, and then we come back to the love triangle. We come back to self. Once we understand our past and our beast, and we've drawn our bicycle wheel and we can see which spokes are broken, we can now look at the triangle through a clearer lens of our beast, of our past, and of that bicycle wheel. And we can truthfully, honestly answer which side of the triangle we've neglected. Is it self-love? Is it self-care? Is it self-awareness? That literally takes us almost halfway through the program. And in the second month, boy, we dive in. We do online cooking, we do classes, we do meditation, we do movements that matter. We look at the difference between those and exercises. And we have a blast, man. We have a blast. But by the end of the 2 months, you are a different person. You are a new person. And your life is fantastic. And you're loving the life that you have because you understand who you are. You've now mapped out your future. It's like you've jumped on this health train journey and the landscape is like uncharted territory. And you're traveling on this train journey and you're not really sure where you're going because along the way, you're picking up the bits of your life that you've overlooked, the bits of your life that you've neglected. And it's like a jigsaw puzzle that you're putting back together until you complete the picture so that you now get the chance to dictate the journey you take from here on in. You get the chance because now you have a different way of looking at things and there's different things that you can follow on with that will really help you. My friend Daryl does an absolutely amazing course on jumpstarting your finances and all these things and they will just take you to a totally, totally, totally different place that you will love. And so this is how we strengthen ourselves. This is how we build ourselves up. But this is how we understand why she comes first. Let's play one more trail, then I'll come into the last section where we just really understand what we need to do to start off with that. Makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Pound for pound, let it go, put it down. You know that load is heavy. Emotional trauma weighing down the heart, the head, the body. It's like weight loss when it's gone. That feeling of, wow, I did it. It feels good. You look good, even if you can't see it, but I can. No more the shoulders rounding forward like a boxer about to step in the ring. Their back, they're down, trunk elongated, head held high. Not in arrogance, but in confidence. Your strut, your stride. Now a glide, light, airy. You're finally free to forgive. Finally free to let go. Finally free to move forwards. Finally free to let the world know. The real, true, authentic you. Feminine essence rising. The light that lights the city. No longer hidden. No longer hiding. No longer fighting for your rightful place. The queen within you, ready to rise. Your health takes its rightful primary place. The statistics they quote for illness. No longer will you be counted as one. It's your time now to reclaim your power, your time to reclaim your life, your fun. Together, we move in unity, a collective women of worth, because one by one, we've discovered our she, self, hormones, emotions, and know that she comes first. So, if you want to be a part of the program, it was only 2 days in. You haven't missed a lot. The first week can still catch up. Then you can go on to my website, www.jennyrussell.com, and you can click the link and book the 60-day journey from there. Or you can send me an email, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, and I will send you information if you'd like to know how you could join in and want to find out more about it. You also have the opportunity, remember, on the 8th of November to be a part of the celebration of my sassy, sexy 63rd birthday, but also she celebrates the art of receiving, resting and rising. It's for women who overgive to the detriment of self and who are happy to be unapologetically about themselves first. And then, of course, we celebrate. So we're moving into the last part of the show, and let's look at what's happening here. Yeah. UK borrowing hits a 5-year high, and the government has borrowed 20.2 billion, marking the highest borrowing since September 2020. I'm not really sure what Labour are doing, but I do know this. Finance is a pelvic issue. Financial issues lock themselves in the pelvis. And when we are struggling to think about heat or eat or what we're going to do and how we're going to be able to manage our finances and our well-being, our homes, our luxuries, our, you know, our treats, our savings, then it locks itself into the pelvic area and it becomes a fight, flight, freeze. It can impact our ability to digest well. It can impact our ability to let go. The activity of opening the bowels is an activity in itself, as I shared with my clients today. And we don't recognize just how important it is to void. And actually the issues and challenges we may set ourselves up for by not being able to do that activity. However, if we are struggling financially and financial issues come against us and we don't know how to manage them well or manage our inner peace with them, it can have an impact. So we need to be able to look at that. And that's really, really important. But I think once we start to understand this awareness of the external rhythms of the economy, of politics, we can understand that actually these things that I've just said there, that what I've just shared, you know, impacts our internal rhythm. And so we've got to think of even like the UK peace force for Ukraine. That's going to cost the UK. And it could cost well over £100 million. Again, when you're struggling, when they're saying to you, if you have mental health challenges, if you have, if you're on personal independent payments, I have a couple of clients who are. And now the government are dictating and deciding based on algorithms who is fit to work and how they're trying to save money. You know, the money they've spent in defense for other countries, it's very hard. If the plane is crashing, it says you put the oxygen mask on yourself first. But it causes fight flight for many people who understand that it's very hard to not get involved politically because it's an emotional topic and it actually has an internal impact on the way in which we see life. So we have to be aware of it from an internal and an awareness perspective and how it may show up in our health and well-being and recognize there's things we can control and things we can't control. But what we have to do is to control our internal rhythm and how we respond to the things that are being shared and said. It's one of the reasons why, you know, it's very rare for me to share this stuff because I don't listen to the news, right? But I think it's really important for us to think about these things sometimes from the perspective of recognizing that in amongst all the things we're struggling with, we're blessed because we're still here. There are people that went to bed and didn't wake up. There is a common friend who was buried last week who... It was very, very much into carnival, into celebration and life, and who actually died on his float on Bank Holiday Monday. He had a massive stroke and a heart attack, and, you know, rest in peace, Colin Crawford. And it would have been very hard for even the emergency services to get to him because he was on the float with the procession going round, you know, and he was in his 50s, fabulous 50s. And I've been sharing with clients how, you know, our parents, I've shared quite openly about the care and part of the team that I am with my family and the carers that we give to my mum. And really, it's that point when you know at some point you're burying your parents and you don't want to, but you know, especially for me being a sassy, sexy 63 almost, that my mother is 89 and it's of an age, right? But what's happening is with all the technology and all the advances we have, these elderly parents who we should be looking after and caring for are having to bury us. Now, my mother with her dementia and dementia going up so high, and researchers saying, which I've shared before, that by 2040 it would increase by 49%, don't even recognise their own families. And if you're estranged from your families, all of these men who've shunned their responsibilities and haven't looked after their children, they have to remember they're going to get older. and they're going to wonder who's going to look after them. We've got to think about our actions today, because every action we have has a consequence tomorrow. But you know what? I want to finish with a guided reflection, because I want to finish on a high, because honestly, we are so, so, so blessed. I just want to be able to get you to close your eyes or soften your gaze and ask your body, what pattern is repeating in me that I've judged, but I've not yet understood? And where is the rhythm broken? So, ask yourself that question. And then, just to have a practical exercise for the week, I want you to choose one space in your house, whether it's your bedroom, your workplace, your kitchen, and I want you to notice how it supports or disrupts your rhythm. I can answer you already with that one myself, but anyway, ask what habit arises here and what belief underlies it. That's a very powerful question to ask yourself and a very powerful reflection. But you could do it over 3 weeks. You could do your bedroom 1 week, and then once you recognize how it supports or disrupts your rhythm, and once you recognize what habit arises there and what the belief is that underlies it, do the bedroom 1 week, do the workspace another, do the kitchen another, because we're coming towards the end of the year and it's good for us to finish strong. And then if you're feeling really moved by it, I would really love it if you'd send us a voice note or a message about what you're discovering this week. So you can send it to UK Health Radio, or you can send it to me personally, and you can send it to pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, and just share literally what you're discovering this week. And remember, you have a self-love story. Then you have the opportunity to look at your self-care based on the behaviours and patterns, based on what your self-love story is. And then, remember, awareness is the bridge. That you remember that without self-love, your self-care is superficial. And without self-care, your self-awareness is misguided. So we are coming towards the end of the show. I want to thank you for listening. And next week, we're moving into deeper embodiment and integrating internal and external self-care. We're looking at the second word. By the middle of next week, we'll be looking at the second word. And really looking at the importance of touch. Touch is something that I really, really focused on a lot when I had Empowering Lives in 2020, when we first went into lockdown. And I want to talk about the importance of touch, the power of touch, how touch literally can move your loins, turn your head crazy, or really ground you and center you. I want to talk about allowing your feet to touch the earth and allowing your mind to be open to the sensation of touch and what it can do for you energetically, what it can do for you hormonally, what it can do for you emotionally, and what it can even do for your immune function and vitality. But if you want to get hold of me, if you'd like to book for Unfiltered, I'd love for you to come to Unfiltered. You can go onto Eventbrite. There are just a few more tickets left for 2-for-1. So if you go onto Eventbrite and type in Unfiltered, 8th of November, Soho, it will come up. You'll see She Celebrates the Art of Receiving, Resting and Rising. Or you can go onto my website, www.jennyrussell, J-E-N-N-I. Do not add an E, it's just J-E-N-N-I, R-U-S-S, sugar, E-L-L.com. you can email me pelvicsecrets@icloud. So remember, you have the opportunity to come to Unfiltered. You can still jump onto the 60-day journey because it really is worth taking that journey. If you've been moved by what you've heard today and you'd like to explore more, then I'd love to welcome you aboard. But otherwise, until next week in health and happiness, I just want you to stay blessed and stay well. And just know that actually, it doesn't really matter how you start. It's always about how you finish. I've gone through my phasing of self-hate to come out with self-love in a way that just allows me to carry myself in a way that I always get told I have an air of confidence and presence around me that is a strength. But that strength wasn't something I always had. We all have to learn. And I've learned mine over time. And I give thanks that what I've learned and what I've developed and how I get my downloads from God, I can share with you. So until next week in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay safe, stay well. Bye-bye.